You're listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, episode number 79.
Welcome to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Business advice so easy, you'll feel like you're cheating. And now your host, Amy Porterfield.
Well, hey there, Amy Porterfield here, and welcome to another episode of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast. Now, I am extra thrilled that you showed up here today because today's topic is very, very important to your online marketing success. We are focusing on adding urgency into your promotions by using bonuses and deadlines. And speaking of bonuses, we're going to put a spotlight on what types of bonuses are best to add to a promotion and when you should add them. I'm also going to share with you a big mistake that I recently made in the rollout of my brand new program, Webinars That Convert. So let's just say, since I made this mistake, you do not have to make it. You're just going to learn from it. So I'll share that with you soon. And I'm also going to share with you the number one urgency tool that I absolutely cannot live without during any of my special promotions or launches. So that's coming up as well. Now, if you're wondering if this episode is right for you, here's how to decide. If you already have an online training program that you're promoting online, or if you're currently creating an online training program that you want to launch online, then this episode is just for you. So you're in the right place if you can relate to either of those scenarios. Now, before we dive into urgency and deadlines and bonuses, a quick word about our sponsor. Before we dive in, I want to thank our sponsor today, 99 Designs. Now, I'm such a huge fan of this company because they can take care of all your graphic needs. We're talking logos, social media cover images, website graphics, and so much more. So visit 99designs.com/Amy and get a $99 upgrade for free. Okay, so moving into today's topic, first, I want to share with you the freebie that I've created for this episode. As you may already know, with each episode I create, I have a really cool, valuable freebie that will help you take action with what you learned today. Now, today's freebie is extra special. Do I say that each time? I really mean it this time. It's extra special because while I was preparing for this little mini training I'm about to give you, I said to myself, if I ask some of my favorite online marketers to name one of their most valuable bonuses they've ever offered during a promo, I wonder what it would be. So here's the great news. Tons of A-lister marketers actually responded and they dished on the details about their bonuses. So I have a special freebie where Melanie Duncan, Nikki Ellidge-Brown, Michael Hyatt, Pat Flynn, and so many more gave us some details on their most valuable bonuses they've ever offered. And then I reached beyond my normal sphere of friends and added some insights from some new friends that are not in the niche of teaching marketing to entrepreneurs like many of my friends are. And so I wanted to mix things up a bit. So Sarah Jenks, who focuses on body image and self-love, shares her favorite promo bonus. And Denise Duffield Thomas, who is a money mindset mentor, shares one of her most valuable bonuses as well. So that's just naming a few. You definitely want to get your hands on this brand new freebie. To get it, all you need to do is go to amyporterfield.com/79download. So amyporterfield.com/79download. Or you can just text the phrase 79 download to the number 33444 and I will send it to you right away. Okay. So let's jump into the training. First, we're talking about urgency. I want to make sure that we are all on the same page around this topic. Every time you promote something, you want to make sure that there is urgency built in. You want to make sure that people know, I need to act now, because we all know it's human nature to take our time, to kind of stay on the fence as long as we can until we're kind of pushed one way or the other. And you want to make sure that your audience knows it is go time. Now, in this training, I'm typically talking about a promotion where it has a start date and an end date. Even if you have something automated going on, for each person that goes through your funnel, they should feel that there's a start and an end. So if I had an automated funnel around, let's say, that started with a webinar, the start date would be when they signed up for the webinar. The end date for that promo for them specifically would be when I sent the final promo email after the webinar. So you should have a start and end date to all promos that you're running, even when they're automated. So with that, when you're running a promo, you definitely want some urgency. You want people to act now. You don't want them to wait. You want them to know that now is the time. And one of the best ways to do that is by adding bonuses and also by adding a deadline that they really know is real and time is a ticking. So I'll show you how to do that as well. Now, to set the stage for this mini training, here's how I see an online offer unfolding. First, you have the core program offer. That's usually comprised of your modules, and then sometimes inside a module, you'll have multiple lessons. So for my Webinars That Convert course, I have 5 modules, and in each module, there's about 4 lessons. Sometimes there might be 5. So I have multiple lessons inside each module. That tends to be your core program offer. Now, you might just have 3 modules and in each module, just 1 lesson. No worries, everyone is different, but you definitely need to understand what is your core program offer. And that includes cheat sheets and maybe video downloads and audio and transcripts, whatever it is you're including. Now, in addition to your core offer, you will want to add a few bonuses to sweeten the pot. It's not a must, but it is a really good thing to have, especially when you've got some competition out there. Bonuses can sometimes make or break the offer in terms of if it really pushes people just a little bit farther to say, yes, yes, I want this. I've had people buy my programs just for the bonuses before. So if they're really good, they can kind of stand on their own and help your sales immensely. So you've got your core offer and then you offer some bonuses. I call these just standard bonuses that everybody gets. Now, to add in urgency, this is where you have some opportunities. So we can actually play with bonuses during urgency as well. So I first want you to understand the distinction between standard bonuses. Everybody gets them. They're likely listed on your sales page. And then during your promo, you're going to start adding in some urgency. Now's the time to buy. And that's where other bonuses can show up. So I'm going to give you a list of ways to add bonuses and ways to increase your urgency. You do not need to do them all. You can mix and match them based on what feels best for your offer. So let me give you a list and then I'm going to get into each of these for you. First, let's talk about bonus opportunities. You've got the timely bonus that you can put in an email or use in ads or use on social media. I'll explain what that is. And then you have the fast action bonus. That's a little bit different than a timely bonus. Also, you have the bonus that sweetens the pot. So 3 different bonuses we're going to talk about. The timely bonus, the fast action bonus, and the bonus that sweetens the pot. And then there are other ways to create urgency. Early bird pricing. Membership actually closing, meaning people cannot join after a certain date. Bonuses going away completely after a certain date. And limited spots available. These are other ways to add urgency. Again, you get to mix and match. So once I talk about each of them, you'll see which one is best for you. Now, to bring this to life, since I just ended a big launch, I always like to use those real life examples in my trainings. So with Webinars That Convert, let me show you what it looked like. The core program was 5 modules and then 4 lessons in each module. And you get the transcript, the slide deck, the audio file, and usually a few cheat sheets as well. So that's the core offer. Now, I then added 2 bonuses to that core offer, and I call these the standard bonuses. Everybody got them. The first bonus is access into my private Facebook group where I am very active. So they get some one-on-one time with me as I answer questions inside the Facebook group. The second bonus was a special guide called 10 Irresistible Webinar Topics That Are Sure to Boost Signups and Sales. So why did I add these as standard bonuses? I'm hoping that my explanation of that will help you decide what your standard bonuses might be. The first thing is this is a $1,000 program. So I feel that with a higher price program, people should get more access to me and they should be able to have a community where they get support as well. And I knew that this program was going to be a program where people needed a little extra support. There's a lot of moving parts. So a private Facebook group made perfect sense for that. And then I created that special guide, 10 Irresistible Webinar Topics, because one of the first things they need to do is choose a webinar topic. And although I explain how to do that in the program, I knew many of them would get stuck in this place. So I wanted to give them a bunch of examples of webinar titles and formulas for webinar titles so that they could move quickly through that first phase. So that's why I included it as a bonus. I also knew that many people struggled in this area. So when they saw that bonus, they would see it as very, very valuable. So that's why I chose those two bonuses. Okay. Now on my live webinar, I offered a fast action bonus, which we're going to talk about in a moment, but a fast action bonus, just in a nutshell, is offered during a webinar usually, or maybe a live Q&A session, something that's usually live. And I always say, okay, if you purchased my program while we're live here on this webinar, or let's say you're doing a live Q&A call, while we're live here on the Q&A call, you get the fast action bonus. Now, my fast action bonus is called the fill-up formula. And the fill-up formula is a way for people to start building their email list before they're ready to promote their webinar. Now, this is where I made a mistake, and I'm going to come back to this in a moment. So when we get into fast action bonuses more in depth, I'll tell you where my big mistake was. But at the time that I promoted this, that's what the fast action bonus was. I also offered a limited time bonus. So the limited time bonus came after the webinar. And for 48 hours during my two-week promotion, for just 48 hours, there was a special bonus I added. It was a special technique to give you more confidence on a webinar. So this technique that I taught with my business coach, Todd Herman, that was a 48-hour bonus. If you bought it during that 48 hours, if you bought my course during the 48 hours, then you got this bonus. If you had already purchased my program, you also got it. But anybody else who purchased the program after that 48-hour special promo, they didn't get the bonus. So we'll talk about that more. I just want to show you kind of what mine looked like so you see it again come alive. And then my final urgency play was that I was closing the doors. Like at the time of this recording, you cannot purchase webinars that convert. You can get on a wait list. We will open again soon, but right now it is totally closed. And so that was a huge piece of the urgency puzzle, and we'll talk about that as well. So that's basically what mine looked like inside my program. And so many times people like me to give real life examples. So I thought, okay, let me just spell it out for you so you see it in action. But now let's break it apart just a bit so you can make it actionable in your business as well. Sound good? All right, let's do it. So now remember, I talked about four types of bonuses. The standard bonus, which is a bonus you would add to the offer. Everybody gets it. There's no timeline. It's usually on the sales page. You might do one or two standard bonuses. It's kind of like it's part of the offer. But then there are three other types of bonuses. The first one is a timely bonus. Here's how I like to use this. During your promotion, let's say it's 2 weeks long. You're going to pick a time, maybe right in the middle, but you can play around with this, where for, let's say, 48 hours, maybe 72 hours, maybe 24 hours, you get to decide. But in your email marketing for your promo, you're going to tell people, okay, for the next 48 hours, I have a special bonus. Here's what it is. So you do a really good job of quickly explaining what it is, why it's valuable, what's in it for them. So you paint that picture and you say, on this date at this time, this bonus is going away. Okay. So again, I'm doing this in the middle of my promotion. The promotion's not going away, just the timely bonus. And so you send an email telling people about it, and then you get to send a next email telling them it's going away, whether it be in a few hours or it's going away tonight or whatever that might be. So if I did a 48-hour bonus and I released it on a Tuesday morning, I would say, I've got this special bonus. You can get it for the next 48 hours. All you need to do is sign up for webinars that convert. Here's what it is. That email goes out on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'll say, okay, you've got 24 hours left. Tonight, the doors close at 11:59 p.m. You cannot get this bonus anymore. And so there is a lot of urgency there because people need to act right away if they want it. You can even put it in an ad. You can even put it on social media. So you've got to figure out what works best for you and if that makes sense, but it doesn't have to just stick with email marketing. Now, because I do webinars, I'm typically emailing that 48-hour bonus to those that registered for my webinar. But I also might run an ad to those that signed up for my webinar. So I might go beyond email and do some advertising as well with the 48-hour bonus. Let me tell you, it works really, really well. It's got to be a really good, juicy bonus. It's got to address a pain point or something people really want. And you need to make sure that you're very clear when it expires. Now, just to reiterate, anybody who already signed up for your program before that promo went out, they should get that bonus. So if my promotion is 2 weeks and I give the 48-hour bonus right in the middle, anyone who bought the week prior should get that special bonus as well. Okay, so just make that really clear. I don't put the timely bonus on the sales page, and I say that in the email. Hey, just an FYI, you're not going to see this on the sales page. It's extra special. It's going away soon. So I really spell it out. But that was a huge, huge jump during my Webinars That Convert promo. That was a really big day for us because there was some urgency. Now, what you need to do if you're going to do something like this is you need a way to tag the people that buy during a period of time. So everybody that had already bought and everybody that bought until that deadline, they got a special tag. I use Infusionsoft, so it's fairly easy for me to tag those people. And I also sync that up to Wishlist. So Wishlist is my membership site. And so this is a little bit more advanced. You can do it a little bit more manually if you'd like, so you don't have to get so techie with it. But basically how it worked for me is we applied a tag inside Infusionsoft, and then we actually integrated that with Wishlist, and we said anyone with this tag should see this bonus. So it's loaded in Wishlist, but you have to have access to a certain level to actually get that special bonus. So that's how we do it. There's other ways to do it depending on which membership site you're using and what email marketing you're using. You do have to figure that out, but we are talking about a huge boost in sales if you do it right. So it is worth kind of figuring out the technology around that. Or you can talk to a programmer and ask them if they can help you figure it out. I did not do that all on my own. I hired a programmer to figure that one out. Okay, so the next type of bonus to create some urgency is the fast action bonus. Now, this one's different because this is a bonus that I give away usually during a live situation. So for me, it's when I'm live on a webinar. So if you purchase my program live on a webinar, you usually get a special bonus. I've been doing these fast action bonuses for a long time now. So if you purchase live, you get XYZ. And the only way to get it is if you purchase live. So we make sure that anyone purchasing during a certain period of time gets a special tag. And when they join my program inside their members area, this special bonus is already waiting for them. Now, let me tell you where I messed up inside Webinars That Convert. So my fast action bonus was something called the fill-up formula. And the fill-up formula is really, really good. That's why I chose it as a fast action bonus, because you want these bonuses to knock people's socks off. You really want to understand what they need, what they want, and then I usually create bonuses from scratch. We'll talk about that a little bit later if you can maybe use something you already have. But for me, I'm typically creating something from scratch. And I knew that a lot of people that join my webinars course needed to build their email list. And the bigger your email list, usually the better you'll do at webinars. So the fill-up formula helped you create content, helped you with Facebook ads, helped you do some targeting so that you can start building your email list even before you're ready to promote your webinar. It was amazing, amazing bonus. The problem was when I got into my Facebook group and started talking to people, so many people had questions about building their list. And I kept saying, go check out the fill-up formula. That's the best bonus for you. That's where you should start. And I realized, holy cow, not everybody has that. but it was so essential to them getting success inside my program. I feel that everybody should start with the fill-up formula and get that going in the background and then focus on the content I teach in the program. So I made a really big error by saying this is only available to those who bought live. So what I ended up doing is releasing it to everybody, but then adding a few more bonuses to kind of sweeten the pot that they didn't know they were getting so that I didn't get anyone that was frustrated with me. I think they understood, look, this was an innocent mistake. I really want to make sure everybody's set up to win. And then I added some live Q&As to the program just to sweeten the pot a little bit more. I couldn't help myself. So I made up for it, but here's the lesson for you to learn so you don't make the same mistake. The lesson is your bonuses should never be so good that they really need to be included in the program. The bonus should never actually be something that if somebody didn't have, they wouldn't be able to get the great success that you're promising. And my fill-up formula, I realized, was a really important factor. So let me restate that though. The bonus, if it's a standard bonus, then that's fine. It's part of the program. So I could have offered the fill-up formula as the standard bonus, which I think I will change in the future. And then I need to think of a different type of bonus for my fast action bonus, where it's really good if someone had it, but they can still get great success without it. That's how you need to decide on these bonuses. The timely bonus, the fast action bonus, it can't be a necessity for them to be able to move through your program and do really, really good things and get really big results. You see what I mean about that? So a great example of that is moving back a bit to the timely bonus. I offered a timely bonus where Todd Herman and I teach a technique to give you more confidence on your webinar. It's not a necessity. You don't have to learn this technique in order to do a great job on your webinar, but it sure would enhance things. So think of it in terms of that enhancement, optimizing, things that will just make it really, really good when you dive in. Those are the types of fast action bonuses or timely bonuses that I want you to create. Now, the fourth bonus is the sweeten the pot bonus. So just to reiterate, we've got the standard bonus that goes on the sales page. Then we have a timely bonus that might be 24 hours, 48 hours. Then we have the fast action bonus that is best used when you're live, live on a webinar, live on a Q&A call, you know, just kind of something where it's a live situation where while I'm here, you order, you get this special bonus. And then the fourth one, the sweeten the pot bonus. Now, this one doesn't have a timeline. Everybody gets it. But it allows you to add something during your promotion. And that means that you get another reason to email. And I feel like email marketing is such a huge part of the success of an online promotion. So finding really good reasons to email is, you know, part of the puzzle. And so when you add an extra bonus that nobody yet has heard about, maybe you introduced your program already, you sent a few emails, you made a few videos about it, you put it on social media, you've been running ads to the sales page. But then about 4 or 5 days into the bonus, you say, okay, guys, I've got something I haven't even told you about. I have a special bonus. It's XYZ. Here's why it's great. When you sign up, or if you've already signed up, this bonus is yours. So let's take action now. I've just put a new bonus on the table. Here's the link, sign up. Now, the urgency, they could still wait till the very end of your promotion, but there's a sense of urgency when something new has been introduced. So if you don't want to do it, the timely bonus or the fast action bonus, because you think the techie side of it and trying to figure out who bought is complicated, start with the sweeten the pot bonus and just introduce it maybe somewhere after a few days of your promotion starting, or maybe a few days before the promotion ends. So you want to just create that buzz. I kind of like to sweeten the pot a little bit closer to when I opened the cart versus when I closed the cart. Because right before I close the cart, I like to talk a lot about the cart closing, and we'll get to that next. So there are your four types of bonuses and how each one of them work. Now, moving on to some other urgency opportunities, one of my favorites is early bird pricing. And I've talked about this in a few of my episodes, so forgive me for those of you who are religious listeners, and thank you for that if you are. But let me just paint the picture a little bit, because the best way I can do that is through my Profit Lab program. So with the Profit Lab program, it's a 21-day promotion. It's pretty long. I do a lot of live webinars in the first 2 weeks. And what I've done with the Profit Lab promotion is I've created two levels, the self-study level and the mastery level. The self-study level is the program, and then you get access to a forum and you get the standard bonuses. In the mastery level, you get the entire program, all the standard bonuses, the forum, but you also get access to a private Facebook group where I show up every single day, Monday through Friday, for 60 days and answer every single question you have. And I review your social media sales funnel. So it's really, really valuable. So one is $500, the other is $1,000. So I've got two levels. However, there's early bird pricing and the mastery level goes away before the promotion ends. So we'll talk about the mastery level going away in a moment. That's kind of a different type of urgency. But the early bird pricing is $497. About 5 days before the cart closes. So remember, I have a long promotion, 21 days. But about 5 days before the cart closes, I increase the price to full price. So now it's $597. So that allows me to talk about early bird pricing on the webinar. And it allows me to email a few times and say, okay, guys, the price really is going up by $100. It's going up tomorrow. It's going up in the next 48 hours, whatever that might be. But this allows me an opportunity to send a few more emails. And that's not all I say in the email. I'll remind them of the benefits of the program, maybe show them a case study or whatever. But talking about price increase is huge. It's my biggest day throughout the entire 21-day promotion is the night before the price increases by $100. Crazy town, right? Now, one thing that helps with that is that my mastery program, that's $1,000, I put a cap on it. So usually it's 200 people because I'm going to be reviewing their social media sales funnels and answering all their questions in a private Facebook group. I can't have more than 200. 200 even feels like a lot sometimes. So I say, once we fill it up, and we always do, mastery goes away. So usually right around the time the price is going to increase, I'm at like 180 members of mastery. So I'll say, okay, guys, we've got 20 spots left for mastery and price for self-study goes up by $100. So I never actually increase the price of mastery because there's urgency and there's scarcity with that as well. So we'll talk about the whole mastery strategy in just a moment. But what I wanted you to focus on here is the early bird pricing, the pricing going up. I tend to like the price to go up right before the cart's going to close. So a few days before the cart closes, I think is the best time to then go full price. You'll see that sales will actually decline. And then usually on the final cart close day is when you're going to see some good action once you start getting the numbers of people to check out your offer. Okay, so we've got the early bird pricing. The other type of urgency that you can create is an actual membership closing, you know, doors closing, cart close. Well, I'm talking about the type of cart close where you cannot join the program after this date. And that's usually how I've done my big promotions. Profit Lab is not open right now. Webinars That Convert, at the time of this recording, it's not open. I do think we're going to open it sooner than later again, but it's not open right now. And so when we do big promotions, we like to open the cart and close the cart. And cart close means the program is closed. And if you didn't join, you can't get in. Now that's literally the best type of urgency you can create. That's going to help you see bigger numbers when you totally close it down. Now that's a pro of doing cart close, you can't join. The con of that is we all like automation and we all like consistent revenue, right? So that's why I have one program, the Profit Lab, that really is closed and really won't open for until 2016. And then I created Webinars That Convert as more of an automated program, but I launched it live the first time. I wanted to make sure everything was working properly. My audience was satisfied. They were actually able to go through the program. They were enjoying the process. So what I did is I opened the cart, I closed the cart, people can't join. We're going to make sure everything's working properly. And then I'll put it on automation and then I'll open it up to some affiliates. But I just wanted to get those first initial members really taken care of. So that's kind of how I did that there. But there always is something really magical about closing the cart completely. And when you do that, make sure you do it with integrity, meaning you really do close the cart. So if you're saying, all right, guys, you can only buy my program until 11:59 p.m. on October 1st, then at 11:59 p.m., I think your sales page should actually move to a wait list. And so I know it might sound mean, but my team stays up till midnight California time to make sure everything is redirected to a wait list. Really important to me to be true to my word. So if you were part of the promotion and you went at 1 a.m., you should not have been able to get into that program. I'm pretty sure it all worked properly this time. So yeah, kind of have to work out some kinks sometimes. Oops, there's an open link there and you didn't realize. That's normal. But I think we covered all our bases this time around. So that would be membership closing, one of the best types of urgency, but also not the easiest because launching's not particularly easy. And also, I really love the idea of the consistent revenue for you. So let's talk about that. The third type of urgency opportunity beyond just bonuses is actually taking a bonus away when the cart closes. So we're still talking about bonuses, but remember I said I want you to have a promotion that has a start and end date. So here's what it might look like if you don't want to close the cart completely. You're emailing your list or whoever it is you're emailing and you're saying, okay, I've got this special bonus. It's XYZ. And on October 1st at 11:59 p.m., this bonus goes away. So if you are really excited about my program and you want this bonus, you've got to purchase by this date. So after that date, you're using that date as your close cart, but they can purchase after that date, but they won't get that bonus. So there's got to be a way that you take something back or you're never going to have that, okay, I've got to jump off the fence now and make a decision. So it gets a little tricky with automation. So you've got to kind of figure out what works best for you and what feels best for you. But I will say you've got to find a way to take something back by a certain date so that people feel like, okay, I've got to act now. Sometimes I might even say if you really don't love the idea of saying this is going away, this is your last chance, you might want to say this is the final email I'm going to send you. If you want my program, you like these bonuses, here's your chance. Click this link. You will not hear from me again or hear from me again about this special bonus. So you're not saying it's going away completely. You want to be, you know, really clear about that. But you are saying, I'm not going to promote this to you anymore. Here's your chance. Do you want it? Here's the link. Go for it. Now, there is a tool out there and we've just started to experiment with it, but it's called ClickFunnels. And it's more advanced for sure. It's not for my total beginners. But if you've been at this for a while and you're looking to create that urgency and you want some technology that helps you do it, ClickFunnels might be the way to go. I'll link to it in my show notes at amyporterfield.com/79, something to look into. Okay, so the final urgency opportunity beyond just bonuses is that limited spots available concept that I talked about earlier with my mastery. So let's go back to that. I offered mastery. I said 200 spots are available. I actually put that on my sales page. And as the spots dwindled down, we changed it on the sales page during the live promo. And when we had about 10 spots left, it was a great opportunity to email my list during the promo and say, okay, guys, 10 spots left for mastery. Once it's full, it is totally closed. You cannot get into it. We will not offer it again until another 6 months. So knowing when you're going to promote again is also a great urgency tactic if you can be really true to those dates. And in addition to that, having a bonus or an opportunity that has a limited spot available concept tied to it is really good as well. As long as you're being true to that, you're golden. Of course, I'm just going to assume we're all working through integrity right now. So these bonuses, you've got to find a way to really make them true to what you're saying they are. So I love the idea of a limited spots available type of urgency that you can bake into your program. So there you have it. We went over the standard bonus, the timely bonus in your emails, the fast action bonus that maybe you want to do on a webinar, the sweeten the pot bonus that everybody gets, but you don't announce it till a little bit into the promotion, the early bird pricing, the membership closing, you can't even join the program. The bonus going away, this is the last time I'm going to email you about this type of urgency, and the limited spots available. You do not need to do them all, but you can mix and match them. And just if you've never done any kind of special bonus, maybe just choose one for your next promotion. Now, in addition to the types of bonus strategies you can use, I also wanted to give you that tool that I just cannot live without, when it comes to special promotions. I call it my urgency tool. You want to know what it is? Okay, so here it is. I love to create urgency inside of emails. Email marketing is my thing. Once I attract people to a webinar, I follow up that webinar with some really strategic email marketing to allow my new audience to understand why this program is so valuable and why they need it. So I work really hard on those emails. Well, when we get close to a deadline that I've created, the 48-hour timely bonus, or if I have a price increase, or if I'm closing the cart, sometimes I use it a few times during a longer promotion, I add in a working timer inside my emails. So as you're reading my email, the timer at the very top of that email is active. It's actually ticking away. Tick tock, tick tock. The seconds are running. Now, I'll show you in the show notes what that looks like. I'm not going to actually show it to you running because that would be weird to program and I don't even know how to do it. But I do know how to do it inside an email, and it's really easy. You'd be surprised. There are a lot of tools you can use. So the one I like to use is MailMotion. I'll link to that tool in my show notes at amyporterfield.com/79. Now to wrap up, I wanted to add a few more valuable nuggets just so you really understand how important this is and how to apply it to your business. First, as you're building the urgency into your promos, remember that you don't just have to stick with email marketing. You might not be doing a webinar and you might be promoting on social media and through Facebook ads and Google ads and different things. You can actually talk about bonuses in your ads on social media. You can do the 48-hour bonus that's a limited time, the timely bonus. You can run an ad for that. So just know that you can go beyond just email. Another thing is that you do really need to understand how to tag or how to add people to a special list if you're doing things like fast action bonus, or if you're doing like a timely bonus and you have to buy during a certain time. You do need a way to identify who those people are so you can, as much as you can, stay in integrity in the offer that you're putting out there. Sometimes it can be tricky. So if you're not ready for that, that's when I want you just to focus on sweetening the pot with an unexpected bonus during your promo. That's a really good place to start if the technology has you kind of a little bit freaked out. Also, here's my final little nugget for you. Plan your entire offer in advance. This is something I've learned the hard way, and I've added things at the last minute and it's confusing and it creates stress for you and your team. So what I'd love to see you do is actually get clear on your core program offer, your standard bonuses that will be on the sales page, and then your urgency strategy. And your urgency strategy might be a mix and match of some of the suggestions I made here, but really make it clear. Make it clear to yourself, make it clear to your team, and then start building that out. But if you're trying to add things during a live promotion, holy cow, that is so stressful. I've been there. I do not suggest it. As much as you can get ahead of this, the better. One more thing. I think I just said one more thing, but I'm going to give you one more thing. Last week in episode number 78, we talked about adding upsells to your promotion. And I want to make sure it's clear that bonuses and upsells are very different. So just in case you missed it, make sure to check out amyporterfield.com/78. It's a really, really good training. I mean, I'm biased, I know, but it allows you to add more revenue to your next promotion by adding an upsell. Now, I wanted to make sure you were clear about the difference between an upsell, if you listened last week, and a bonus. So an upsell is something that you actually offer for people to buy after they just purchased your program. So it's the next thing. It's an upsell. That's why they call it that. And it's usually something that will allow your audience to get through your program in a faster way, or an easier way, or a more streamlined or optimized way. So I talk all about examples of upsells in the episode number 78. Now, a bonus is different. You have more leniency with that. You could offer something you've already created. Maybe you have a mini program that you sell. You want to add that as a bonus. Or maybe you did a really cool interview with somebody and you've never released it and you know it's extremely valuable and your audience will love it. That can be a bonus. It's really all in the packaging. If you explain to people why that bonus is valuable, they will see the value with you. So you really have a lot of options with bonuses, cheat sheets and guides. and checklists and blueprints, as well as maybe a free video that you created on a certain topic you know that will be a hot topic for them, or a program you already created that you want to add to the mix. I always say an upsell shouldn't be more information, but a bonus can be more information. Can also be a private Facebook group or a special Q&A call, or there's so many different options. Now, speaking of so many different options, remember I have that special freebie for you. So if you want some ideas for bonuses for your next online training program, what better way than to go to some of the best marketers out there and find out what they've created for their own online training programs, some bonuses they've offered in the past. So as I mentioned earlier, if you go to amyporterfield.com/79download, or you can text the phrase 79 download to the number 33444, you can get the freebie for this episode, where I've asked Melanie Duncan, Michael Hyatt, Nikki Ellidge Brown, Derek Halpern, some other people outside of that marketing sphere, like Sarah Jenks and Denise Duffield Thomas, what are your favorite bonuses you've ever offered? And they give you all the details. It's really cool. It's just really insightful to see, okay, this was my program. This was one of the bonuses I offered. I love to see real life examples, and I really appreciate those that contributed to this freebie because it's good stuff. So again, amyporterfield.com/79download. So to wrap things up, here are some questions you can ask yourself in order to create urgency with your next promotion. What is my core program offer? The modules and lessons. What is that going to look like? And then what are your standard bonuses? So those are the bonuses that everybody will get. And then ask yourself, do I want to create a fast action bonus or a timely bonus or early bird pricing? If I'm going to do early bird pricing, get really clear on the full pricing as well, because it's really powerful. I used to not do this, but then I figured it out. It's really powerful to say the price is going to increase by X tomorrow. And my formula was when it increased about $100, that's when people felt like, okay, this is a good enough deal. I'm going to act now. You're going to want to play with what will work best for your audience as well. And then finally, make sure you're really clear. This is the start of my promotion and the end of my promotion. That way, when you have those dates in mind, it's easier to create that urgency where you feel it fits best. So hopefully you found this valuable. Before we wrap up, a quick word about our sponsor today. And finally, I want to thank our sponsor, 99designs. Now, you know, when you market online, it's really difficult to stand out from all of that online noise clutter. So how do you do it? Well, I think you do it through impeccable branding, and that includes your logo, your social media cover images, your website, and everything in between. At 99designs, you can get anything designed in just a week for a startup-friendly price. So to give you a little something extra, when you go to 99designs.com/Amy, you'll get a $99 upgrade for free. That upgrade makes your design contest stand out from all the others and bumps you to the top of the list so more designers can see your contest. So make sure to check out 99designs.com/Amy. So let's jump back to our podcast. So hopefully those questions will help you as you create urgency for your next promotion. Thanks again for tuning in, and I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast at www.amyporterfield.com.